Huey, first of all, many congratulations. Promotion to the top flight for the first time in the club's history, and you could still win that Temple Domestic Appliances Division 1 title. But last weekend, you got the draw against Balbuffet that clinched promotion and a late goal.
Yeah, exactly, Chris. It's been a long time coming, I suppose 55 years. But we're glad to get there now. It's a massive achievement by all the club, you know. And a late goal by our captain, Mark Friedl, on Sunday against Balafay. I think it was 96 minutes, you know, to clinch a point. It was a massive goal, you know, in the context of the whole season, because it keeps the dream alive too of winning the league, you know. And it was a massive goal, but it's still all to play for, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a massive achievement by the club to get promoted to the Premier League for the first time, you know. It's massive.
So the club going 55 years, and next season you'll be playing in that highest level of Donegal Junior League soccer, so something to look forward to. But before that, as you've touched on there, you have two games left, or one and a half, as you're going to explain to us. You are 3 points behind Capri Rovers. They have one game left. That's a way to convoy Arsenal. Your last game is at home to Swilly Rovers. But this weekend, you're in action against Gwydor Celtic at Rabs Park. And it's a rather strange scenario, because initially you did play them. So just recap what happened.
Yeah, we were playing down in Kerikil. We were 3-2 up. I've just run to half-time, and just one of the Gwydor players had a bad leg break. Kieran McHugh, just like to wish him well. Hope he's doing well now. So the referee called the time. He said, look, boys, we'll just we've waited for Amazon to come here now. So we said, that's 100%. The players' welfare was it there, you know. So the league have decided now, so we'll play the second half this Sunday, start the game at 3-2 to Kerikil. So it's a strange scenario now, but I suppose, look, at the end of the day, the players' welfare was there first, and as I hope Kieran's doing well. But it's a strange one this Sunday, you know. It's going to be a tricky affair, you know.
Yeah.
The Gwydor's a good side, a good young side. And it's strange, but we'll just have to get on with it, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully on Sunday we're still in the shout of the league title, you know.
So, yeah, indeed, it'd be nice to go right down to that last game of the season. And it's been a pretty competitive Division 1 this year, because until recently there were certainly four or five teams in contention.
Oh, definitely. Castlefin were there. Gwydor Celtic were there. Mulford as well, you know. Rathmullen had a good season. They're looking to get the playoff spot. No, it's been a very, very good league, and there's no easy games, Chris, in this league.
Yeah.
Last year, no disrespect to Division 2, there was kind of games you were going to maybe thinking, we'll get 3 points here, and we shouldn't have to worry about that game. But this year, every game is a tough battle, you know. Tough battle. Like Balfe last week were very, very good against us, fighting for a race down there to stay in the division, you know. And to come out there with a point last week was a good result for us, you know what I mean? Good result for them. Just, like, there's no easy games, you know what I mean? Swally's down near the bottom, they're not a bad team, you know. Rathmullen's going well. Castlefin's a serious outfit. Like, Castlefin got to the McCormick Cup final last year, you know. So it's a Capri, you know, very good outfit, you know. They're like, they're top of the league. They're going well. Like, they'll be more to do as well. Like, it's been a very good league, in fairness. Mulford as well. No Gillespie up there, Mulford. Another good season for them as well, you know. I mean, they'll be looking for a playoff spot. There's actually three teams now in contention for the playoff spot, you know. So,
yeah,
there's a lot of football we've played yet.
There certainly is.
Top and bottom half of the table, you know.
And a note recently, the club 25th anniversary of your success back in 2001, and I think you had video footage of that day when you defeated Castlefin Celtic. So that was a title to celebrate.
And, that was a great night there last Saturday night. You know, Mickey Crossan rang me there about 2 months ago. He said, "Yes, 25 years since we won the league." Mickey was keeper that year, and we still got a night early, you know, and it worked out a brilliant night. We actually got the game on the TV, you know, and all the team was there, minus maybe two players that couldn't make it. And Peggy was over too. Peggy McAtee and my wife Deirdre was over. It was a brilliant night, you know. And it's great to have them, I mean, you know. It doesn't seem like 25 years ago now, I believe you and me, but it was a great achievement that year now, and hopefully this year, hopefully it was another title to celebrate, please God, in a few weeks' time, but it's going to be tough, but
and
we're going to shout, you know, that's all we're going to ask for.
And was that a Division 2 or a Division 1 title back
then? That was a Division 1. Division 2, sorry. We've never actually won Division 1. That was Division 2. We've won Division 2 four times now.
Yeah.
That was Division 2. That was the second time Johnsy won it. That was 2001.
And, of course, last season was a great season, and it looks as if that momentum has continued this year.
Aye, no, last year was brilliant, Chris. Like, the boys have put a big effort in, you know, like, this last couple of seasons. Like, like Martin McAtee, remember, learning a lot. Coaches helps out with us. Shane Sandlin, James Martin, Sean Freed, like, right there, four boys, like, you know what I mean? It would be tough for me. Like, Mary does a training on a Thursday night up in Ulford. Like, I just stand back, watch him. He's a sales and everything he does. You know, he's been a top-class player in the Austrian League for years. He's won titles as Kildrum, really can he find, you know. Like, he's probably one of the best players I've ever seen play Donegal. Like, to have him on board, you know, it's massive. It's a great for the club too. Like, John Joe's son, you know, great to carry that forward. James Martin has been with the club. James Martin's actually been involved with the four winning teams. You know what I mean?
Yeah, quite a
that's
record.
Massive,
yeah.
Now, it's magic. Like Sparky played in that team in 2001. He played that day, and he's captain of this current team. You know, that's a big achievement too. Like,
yeah. Now you're in the hot seat. I think 15 years, and it's a club. You know, many people know Kerry Keel. You might have spent most of the years in the lower divisions, but we've touched on there the late John Joe McAteer, the driving force behind the club. And in the early days, of course, those famous summer cups at Drury Park and the Midges and the Big Slope and a surprising number of games that happened to end in a draw as well. It was a big talking point in those days.
Oh, John Joe's Summer's Cups, they were classics. Now, look, I'm only a blow-in down here now. And I'm originally from Letterkenny, but I come down here in the late 90s, like. And I think the first trip to Drury Park was a cup final of 98, I think. And the Drury Park was packed. And John Joe was, he told the referee, long was left, I think it was 1-8. And John Joe says, the referee says, there's 5 minutes. And he goes, blow her up. There's a big crowd there, you know. So John Joe got a replay, but John Joe, there'd be no club here without John Joe McAteer. A legend in these parts, his wife Peggy as well. Peggy Stoll's involved with the club, my wife Deirdre, I say Marty, my daughter Kiva, you know what I mean? We're very family-oriented, you know. But Drury Park, there wasn't too many teams getting down the anchor points, you know.
No. And then, of course, the move to the current ground, Rabs Park, and great community spirit and backing, because that was a big step forward, and it's now a ground that can match any.
That's all. We've got great facilities in Rabs Park, because credit to the local community, you know, they were under a bit of pressure there about 10 years ago, and they all came together, and we actually ended up buying out the lease on it, you know, and buying out the clubhouse itself. So that's a great facility over there for local, you know. There's the childcare over there as well during the week, and it's great to have it, you know, and the Mulroy Academy use it, and the schools, and the tech and the common use it, you know, and it's great to have it, and it's a great facility, and it's great to call it home, you know, because Drury was great, you know, but it's just nice too. Nice change with the pitch here as well now. So it's a fantastic facility, and one we're proud of to have down here, you know.
And some of our listeners may not know, or they may have forgotten, of course, that Kerry Keel was the birthplace of a famous Irishman, the first Irishman to captain an English FA Cup winning team. That was William, or Billy Gillespie as he was known, and he led Sheffield United to FA Cup success in 1925 as they beat Cardiff at Wembley. And back in 2013, there was a great ceremony there to mark indeed his whole life, and he played with several clubs, Institute and Derry City, and great links, and still strong connections with Sheffield.
Oh, there's indeed, yeah, there's a nice plaque there, the clubhouse down to Crimmett, Billy Gillespie, you know, he just lived up the road from the pitch, and he played for Sheffield United. I think he played for Derry City too, was it? I think, in the Brandywell. So, yeah. No, it's a nice piece of history, you know,
Indeed, Derry City's colours, the Sheffield United like strip, well, apparently that's where the whole candy stripes came from, and that nickname still applies. And I was interested to note that Gillespie even played his part in BBC radio history, because the BBC's first broadcast of a league match on radio ever was between Arsenal and Sheffield United in 1927, and Gillespie scored United's goal in a 1-1 draw at Highbury. So, plenty of history there.
Oh, exactly. That's news to me. I never knew that now. So thanks for filling me in there now.
Yeah. So you're making history this week, and maybe next week and the week after. And I suppose it must give you great pride, Huey, you know, having been at the helm over the years. This is something special, the prospect of playing in the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division next year.
Oh, it is. It's, I know. It's, if my phone hasn't stopped all week, people have been ringing me, texting me, you know, wishing as well, and great achievement for all involved. No, but it's a great achievement for the whole club, just not only myself, though. For all of us, all the coaching staff, all the backroom staff, the people that help out on Sunday, you know what I mean? We Martin and James do the tea there on a Sunday in Kerry Kidd. Like, it's good for them, you know, it's good for the wife. You know what I mean? It's just, we're very family-oriented down here, you know, we're a small group. But I will enjoy the challenge now. We're actually starting to be married today. We'll start to build now for next year, you know. It's going to be a big step up, we know that. But this year is a big step up too, you know, and the boys have really come on. Like, we haven't really added much last year now. Like, we failed the team and won the league last year. We've had a young Darragh Doherty came from Fannett. He's been excellent for us. Sean, or Liam McGrannan came from Fannett. He's been excellent for us. You know, and Sean Kerr came last year and halfway through the season. He's been excellent for us. But it's been more or less the same squad, you know. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's just, I say, they're all local boys playing for the local club. And that's what we want down here, is keep it as local as we can.
So many teams in the area. You mentioned Fannett, there's Milford, there's White Strand, there's Rathmullen, there's Swilly. You're kind of bang in the middle, so there's fierce competition for players. So when you're punching above your weight, it really is a statement.
Oh, it is. No, exactly. There's a lot of teams down here, White Strand. As you say, Fannett's just down the road from us, you know, and Milford up the road, Swilly, Rathmullen. Most of us will be looking for the same players, you know. But when you're in the Premier League, you'll have a better chance of getting players, you know. Because most of the players now want to play at the highest standard, and this is the highest standard this club's been at in 55 years. So, hey, we're looking forward to it. We know it's going to be tough. We're not being up there to make numbers up either. We'll be up to hopefully stay in it and push on from there, you know.
Great. Well, listen, Huey, many thanks for joining us on The Score, and we wish you all the best for the remainder of the season and indeed next season.
Chris, thanks, William. Thank you very much. Cheers.